The group Pink Slip Rick protested the governor outside while he delivered the keynote address at the CPAC convention in Orlando. Susanna Randolph, the executive director of Florida Watch Action, organized the protest.
I think people didn't really know who he was, and I think people are now waking up to understanding what kind of man this guy is. I mean, he's the biggest perpetrator, largest Medicare fraud case in the country, $1.7 billion in Medicare fraud. Now he's our governor, and he's basically perpetrating a fraud on the middle class, which is to say he's creating jobs when in fact he's killing jobs.
Darden Rice, Florida Communications Director for the Protect Your Care campaign, points out what she believes to be the governor's hypocrisy in fighting the new federal health care law, which, among other things, would provide insurance to Floridians with pre-existing conditions.
What we're really focusing on is the hypocrisy that the governor receives such inexpensive health care, meanwhile is working to deny it to so many Floridians. And he hasn't done such a great job in the jobs department, and the jobs that he is claiming to create are jobs that do not provide great salaries or health care either. So we're holding the governor accountable to this.
Not everyone agrees with the protesters' message, however. Jean Morris shared her support for the governor on her way into the convention center. Morris is a retired Florida school teacher who was in favor of Scott's education reforms, including those that tie teacher pay to student test scores.
I am a school teacher, as I said, of 43 years, and I did testify in Tallahassee in front of the House committee in favor of the education bill. That's how strongly I feel about it. If you love teaching, you're real good at it, and the county will keep you as a teacher. So I didn't need tenure.
Protester and Orange County teacher Diana Moore disagrees.
The problem is when you base teacher pay on student scores, there are so many variables we don't control, like how many days they're at school. So if you have a child that's missed 25 days, how in the world can they pass a test? And that's going to affect their pay.
Protesters wave signs and banners as passengers and passing cars yell out cheers and catcalls. With Florida Public Radio, I'm John Henry.